Good morning, I'm Mark Allen with Gaper.io, and I'm here today with Shelby Fernandez, the Global Operations and Digital Strategy Director at BuddyBoss. I think I got that. Did I get that right, Shelby?
You nailed it, Mark. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. That's a long title, so hopefully we'll get into that. So to start with, can you share a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Absolutely. So I've been in the digital industry for about 10 years now, and it's been more driving as an enabler and a facilitator on multiple digital products, sometimes guiding client experience, sometimes being part of product teams, sometimes leading design and UX. But in general, as a digital project manager, facilitator, leader, strategist, I've always been in that position where I'm either navigating and driving that experience for clients, or being part of that think tank that creates the most seamless solutions and anticipating what the next gen requirement is going to be, how we can make things better and better constantly. So part of continuous improvement and shaping that as we go, like chiseling slowly, smartly, making the right robust product that is required in the industry. So that's been my 10 years in the industry. And now, just recently, just 6 months back, I moved into this role with BuddyBoss as a digital director from a strategy standpoint, as well as global operations standpoint. What that means is I continue to drive strategy from a digital standpoint, shape up everything from a digital structure. So solutions, products, teams, the setup. And also because we are going global, because we are all shaping into what looks like coping up with Corona, we are required to work with different skill sets, different people across the world. So now we have people in Canada, we have people in Dubai, we have people in India, in Philippines, in Bangladesh, in Poland. We're spread across. So as part of my initiative and role, what I need to do is bring in consistency from an operation standpoint, bring in logic from which time zones we work in, and organize this entire ecosystem so that we are all working as one unit in one direction and always being in sync with what we need to deliver to our clients. And 50,000 subscriber base at this point, yeah.
Wow, that's a lot. And I know you're in Toronto, so you're very familiar with remote work. Is that safe to say?
It is very safe to say. I have, before COVID, I was a big protagonist for remote work, simply because of the structure of life that we all were getting into, right? 2 hours of commute going into Toronto, coming back again, equal amount of hours, property prices going higher and higher, people living in pigeonholed houses. It looked like everything from a lifestyle standpoint that we were doing was negative, like wrong, incorrect. And if let me put it this way, if Thanos was personified, he would be COVID. Or COVID was personified, he would be Thanos. I just feel like it's like a direct correlation and it's course correction by Mother Nature to say, you know what? This is too lopsided. People are only in one part of the world. People need to be spread out. So resources are consumed more evenly and people are not in each other's faces. It's gas emissions are not in the same places. Let the earth heal itself. And the one way to do this is people spread out. Let's not be right in each other's congested lives and continue to bleed the earth, planet earth. So I think I have been in this situation for a very long time trying to promote remote work, because the focus now should not be on, or I would say even since the last 3-4 years, should not be on where you are. The whole traditional concept of people have to show up to the work on the desk, sit there for 8 hours, have coffee conversations, and then do what they do to be productive. I think that's very archaic. It's very traditional. It's old age. It needs to be wiped out. It doesn't matter where people are. They need to produce good stuff, quality work. And if that means they have to not commute or not meet constantly, that's okay. We've all been part of endless meetings that go nowhere, and we've just checkboxed checkbox multiple things, but it doesn't really help in the end. No productivity, just talking doesn't help at all.
Yes, no, I know. I've worked for some big companies that you just go, they just schedule meetings for the sake of meetings, as opposed to having a real agenda and a need to do it. So that actually with Zoom, that has gone away.
I would think so. Yes, and I think it's the tech startups, it's the smaller companies that need to initiate this. It will be a long time before government organizations, banks, even quasi governments, they will take some time to implement this just because of the structure. They were not agile enough to change this. But look at what COVID did. Everyone who kept saying, "Oh, we can't work remotely," the governments have gone offline, right? Mm-hmm. They're working remotely. So it's not a matter of you can't do, it's a matter of how can you make it happen? Right. And it's, if you figure that out, it's right there. Why do you want to pay rents in downtown? Why do you want to have overstressed commuting people coming to work and not producing stuff, right? It's all, I think in many ways, COVID is one good course correction. I'm not saying it's the right, it's the solution, it's the course correction.
Yeah.
A lot of people have lost lives, and I don't condone that, but it was necessary from a course correction standpoint for future generations.
And it's funny, when you talk to people, I don't hear anybody complaining that their office isn't open. It's more that the restaurants aren't open and you can't go to a sporting event and you can't go out and do stuff with your friends, right? You don't hear people saying, "Oh, I wish my office was open."
Exactly. And I think that's really good, because even when you need to meet, let's say if you want to meet a client, they need more in-person conversations. They need to see some strategy. You can now go to a coffee shop and, mm-hmm. and book a space and do that. You can go to WeWork and rent an office for like a short while and just hash it out in a day's time. I really feel that the office structure and the traditional setup for coming into the office is no longer a thing. It's a thing of the past now. And the sooner people get tuned to that, the sooner people, massive organizations get tuned to that, they will not only see profits in their businesses, they will see happier people coming to and producing work. And they will not see attrition. They will not see people killing themselves trying to produce just a little bit and struggling the rest of the lives. Health, people's personal health is going to be so much better because of this.
I agree. So we've talked a little bit about BuddyBoss. So why don't you tell us what BuddyBoss does, what your product mm-hmm. is, who your target audience is, all those things.
Absolutely. So BuddyBoss started as a journey for us, because we were into the space of WordPress, and we were making cool stuff happen. And when I say cool stuff, really cool themes, really good plugins that actually are useful and not noise. We were creating really good websites and apps, and all of this was really important from a structured standpoint. If you go to WordPress, there are tons and tons of apps and themes and plugins. When a fresh entrepreneur just comes and all he needs is, okay, I need something that is good for my solution and get going on it, he doesn't get that from WordPress. He sees a lot of noise, different people selling different things, and there's no needs assessment of, here's what you need, here's your solution, go. Mm. And that's what we do. We cater it down to exactly what they need, and we give them what they need. So it's filtering out all the noise and just giving them the exact structure that they need, enable to go to their clients in a reason to facilitate their selling, in a way to organize their marketing and send out the right messaging to the people. So BuddyBoss was in that space and carving a niche for itself until just recently we launched our mobile app, and that offering is skyrocketing off the charts, because it's something we are spearheading in our space. Not a lot of people do that. We are not only just offering apps, but we are also telling you don't need to do anything for your apps. Just give us your information. We'll do everything for you. So answer these questions and we'll take care of the rest. It's all done for you. You don't need anything else after that. So as an entrepreneur, as a new leader who wants to focus on his solution, focus on his setup, he wants to focus on his clientele, his customers, he doesn't have to learn the entire internet industry and WordPress because that's something he doesn't need to spend time on. He needs to focus on his selling and his solutions, and that's what his space should be. All he needs is to tell us what requirements he needs to follow, and we'll make that thing happen for him. And that's the stress we take away from new entrepreneurs and leaders, and ask them to focus on your work while we take the entire stress of creating and crafting that app for you guys. So what kind of clients we have? We have people from small setups to medium setups, and even new big companies that are slowly moving towards us because they see the value in not going custom. They see the value in not spending tons and tons of hours on custom products. In fact, they could just go to our off-the-shelf product, pick it up, tweak it a little bit, and plug and play. It's that simple. It's that fast. It's that it's so smartly created that you practically don't have to invest a lot of headspace into it. Once you answer us our questions, which are again structured, very aimed at what your leadership style is, what your marketing style is, who your target audience is, and how do you want to sell it. Once you know that, we make it look sexy. We make it, we optimize the functionality with seamless user experience. And in a few weeks, we're up and running, we're gone. We take care of everything from Google to iOS publishing. We're through and through full on end-to-end solutions right there.
Wow. So I have some experience building mobile apps. that's really fascinating. I'm going to have to check that out because is it a separate product from your WordPress product? Are they connected somehow,
it's connected. Our plugins are built into WordPress. So you'll never need to go out of that ecosystem. And we tie into multiple other plugins that you need. For example, WooCommerce. If you need WooCommerce, we have that. If you need LearnDash for anything that you need to treat from a training and development standpoint, we have all those triggers coming into our system. So you're never really isolated, but we only give you as much as you need instead of over-consuming and not going in any direction.
Wow. Right. I mean, I have to ask one other question. Do you guys also provide hosting services, or are you strictly plug in and app?
Hosting services is something we are looking into as a cloud solution. We may have that as part of our 2021-2022 roadmap. But at this point, we don't have it, but it is, stay tuned. It's coming soon.
All right. Well, good. I really am going to check this out. So it's interesting that you said you started 6 months ago. Everyone went to stay in place 9 months ago. So the other question is, have you actually been into your office in Toronto, or were you onboarded remotely?
Fully onboarded remotely. We had an office in Vancouver. And we now no longer have that office. We are now moving towards Dubai and creating our headquarters there. So literally my boss, my CEO, is traveling tomorrow, and I'm shortly following suit in like 10 days. And we are creating a massive big studio there. We are starting to get people in. We are starting to hire the right marketing people. We are starting to build that entire ecosystem there while we are lean and mean, to make sure that we are not making expense just for the heck of it. But at the same time, we want to make sure that we have the right people enabled and empowered to do what we need them to do. And then not have any overheads, but at the same time deliver all the solutions in the right way.
Wow, that's really interesting. So you're going to go to Dubai, and now you never got to go to Vancouver, right?
No,
I will say I have been to Vancouver. It's a beautiful city.
It is a beautiful city. It was on my list, but again, because of COVID and the way the year has been, it never occurred. We are going to have an office in Dubai, but I think what the idea is, it's never going to be mandated for people to be there. It's a space where if you want to come visit, see how operations are happening, see what's happening under the hood, how we are doing things, come along, be inspired, but it's not a requirement per se. You don't have to be there. All of our customer setup is in Manila. All of our tech stack is in India. They all will always work remotely.
Wow. So your company is a firm believer in what we call distributed work, right?
100%.
And then just a lot of times distributed also means remote. Mm-hmm. There is a difference, as you know, right? So do you actually offer remote services to the people in Manila and India? Manila might be a little bit harder just because I think it's probably your call center, right?
Correct. Yeah. So we do, and we always want to make sure that location and geography should never be a hindrance in anything, whether we are servicing externally to clients, whether we are catering to employees internally. We want to make sure everyone has the tools, the knowledge, and the ability to do whatever they need to do wherever they are. So solution truly globalized, like no physical location required at all. Wow. I think it's critical just by the nature of the solution we are serving. We are serving mobile apps. The fact that mobile apps are mobile, the fact that your customers are all on your phone, the fact that your products are all on your phone. A lot of people do drop shipping. A lot of people do consulting, like doctors, right? Soon we are coming to a point where the entire medical industry is going to be on phones. You're going to be having consultancy on phones. You're going to be having medicines, prescriptions sent to your houses. Even blood test kits are going to be remote. Like, we are looking at a complete revamp here. So for us to be in that space is super exciting because we are enabling all the enablers.
Did you see recently, there's a couple auto manufacturers that have you open your car and you start your car by your phone.
There you go. Exactly.
Right. Yeah. So you're right. Everything is going mobile and it's only a matter of time. So, well, Shelby, it's been great talking to you today. It sounds like you got a great product and it sounds like you're only going to get bigger and bigger. So I want to wish you a lot of success. I know it's winter time there in Toronto. You'll probably have a white Christmas, I assume.
Yes, we're bracing for that. Before I head out to Dubai, I'm hoping for a nice white Christmas.
Yes, you should have a white here in San Francisco. It will probably not be white, but it will be nice.
It will be nice. I hear the weather's been not so critical after what you guys went through from the wildfire situation. I think it's stabilizing now.
Yes, it has stabled, but we do need rain. We still need rain. We've only had 2 days of rain that I remember where it really rained.
All righty then. Wish you some lots of sprinkles there.
You send them our way. But, well, have a great day and have a fun time in Dubai.
Thank you, Mark. Pleasure talking to you. And thank you for the opportunity, Gaper.io. Excited to look forward to it.
All right. Goodbye.
Thank you.